the head of the Federal Acquisition Service and the head of the Public Building Service at the General Services Administration did something today they've never done before. They sat down together in a public place and talked with government and industry. FAST Commissioner Steve Kemp and PBS Commissioner Bob Peck did a panel discussion this morning hosted by Affirm and GuyTech, with yours truly moderating. And Steve is my guest right now. It's great to talk to you after seeing you this morning. Steve, I didn't realize this was such a big deal.
I didn't realize we were making history as we were doing it, but I guess we don't generally travel in the same places and speak on the same panels.
Well, it was great to talk to both of you this morning. What did you come away with after the conversation with Bob and the audience today, as far as what people were interested in and the way people perceive the job that you are working on together?
Well, I think there's just, you know, I think people didn't appreciate the opportunities that this is actually going to give to GSA to really exercise its expertise around buildings and all of the things that go into buildings, and how we're actually using that to set a good example for the other agencies on what can be done. And we're going to do a little experimentation and a little growth in the way we do business and share our results with everybody as well. So leading with our expertise.
As I sat at my desk after I came back and was writing some materials to talk to you about, it occurred to me that maybe the last time that Bob was at GSA back in the Clinton administration, maybe technology was at a point at that place in time where it wasn't as critical for somebody in your job and somebody in his job to interact the way that it's critical now. Is that a reasonable point, do you think?
I think so. I mean, when you look at how people plan for their space now and the options that they have available to them, I mean, back then it was just, you know, what kind of cabling do you put in?
Yeah.
Now it's, do you even put cabling in, and what kind of amenities do you want in your space? And so, you know, there's so many choices and so much change happening that the choices are important these days, and they're very different from one another.
You mentioned a couple of concepts throughout the conversation this morning that I wanted to make sure that my audience gets a chance to hear and learn about, too. And I'm just going to throw them out to you and ask you to talk about each one of them. The first one is the telework wave.
Right. We have, we have about a year to learn to work a little bit differently. And so one of the tools we're using with our people, something called a telework wave, where people actually vow to stay out of their offices for 30 days. And for us, that means they're working at home, they're working in another part of the building, they're working in another building that GSA has, because we have three or four of them in town, but just not in their offices. And it does a couple of things for them. It really forces them to learn to work differently, both with the people that they work with and how they work every day. So their IT tools, their telecommunications, and what they do and where they meet all has to change. And when you do this for 30 days, it really does change your behavior and open you up to new possibilities, because anybody can change for a week. But when you have to do something for a whole month, it really does force you to think about things differently.
It builds a new habit into you. You mentioned what it does for the worker. What does it do for the agency? What did it give you an opportunity to do as a member of leadership at the agency?
Well, you know, one of the things that we have in FAST, I think, is a little bit of entrepreneurial kind of spirit in terms of our culture. And I think one of the things that gives them the opportunity to do is a little bit of license and a little bit of autonomy. You know, so, and we hope that bleeds over into all of their work. You know, that they're able to tinker with the processes and change things and think of other possibilities in terms of, you know, both what they're doing at work and how they actually deliver services to our customers.
All right. Another one of the terms that you threw out there this morning was one that you named FAST Loves Chatter. What does that mean?
We implemented within our organization, everybody has a Chatter account. So we have an internal social networking space where we use it for work. So people have a question, they can throw it out and get an answer. There's groups in there where they're working on specific projects and they share information. We have many different groups in there. We have of course, we have a lot of acquisition people. We have 1,100 people in the acquisition working group, and they share best practices, ask questions, and it's really becoming a really good tool for us to improve our workspace.
The program where you talked specifically, though, about driving people to that I thought was particularly interesting. Tell me about that.
Well, one of the things we knew was going to happen as we changed our workspace and our work habits is people still needed a way to be connected with each other. So we went to a social networking space that was just for FAST and actually the rest of GSA as well. But FAST came first, and we started it on Valentine's Day with a whole campaign about FAST loves chatter. And then we talked about how it could be used and the kinds of things that can be done with chatter. And within 2 weeks, about 60% of our people had actually logged in, and many of them have logged in since and continue to log in and use the space in the way it was intended.
And that continuing to log in is critical, because one thing I'm sure you've seen it at GSA, and I see it in amongst people that I know and work with, is there's a lot of times a pretty exciting startup, and then it kind of fades for some folks over time, and not everybody continues to embrace it with the same enthusiasm.
And we've seen just the opposite. We've seen the crescendo. Some people log in, continue to log in, and just the number of groups that have been created and the amount of information that's being shared across our organization is really impressive.
And from what you talked about this morning, it sounds like the reason for that is because you started it up with a purpose rather than just saying this is available, but leaving it to people's own devices to figure out what to do with it or how to use it and make it work for them.
Yes, and a lot of this was about leadership, you know, so we, you know, the leaders came in a little bit earlier, and we had some parts of our organization in a little bit earlier. So when people showed up the first day, there was content in there that was meaningful and useful for them, and then they started sharing as well.